Road safety, I got a report from Pat, but I only received it at 7 o'clock this evening, so I haven't had time to read it. So I have no idea what's in there. I see the policeman and policewoman have been relocated. So they're obviously quite active on that at the moment. So that's good. I'll forward Pat's report to people so that you can see what's in there. Do we have anything else on road safety?
Can I just ask about the 20 mile an hour thing? I had saw a thing saying that the Perth, and whether it's right or not, I don't know, but Perth and Kinross had made the decision that the 20 mile an hour speed limits that were in place just now were all staying. John, do you know what the situation with that is?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Yes, we took a decision at council on the 5 experimental 20 mile per hour zone trials that we had undertaken, which is separate from the sort of ad hoc 20 mile an hour limits that we put in as temporary measures for the spaces for people stuff. Mm-hmm. So Aberfeldy was one of the 5, and I can't remember all of the other 4 places, but they're all sort of different trials. But anyway, we took the decision that the trials were effective, maybe not as effective as we wanted to be, but it did have a positive effect on traffic, slowing it down. So there was a overwhelming support in each of the 5 areas for them to be retained, and we took the decision that we would make them permanent. So I think there's a legal process we need to go through now, which is making a traffic regulation order that makes them permanent, and that needs to go through a process just now before they're officially made permanent. But yeah, we're moving in that direction.
So they were different, obviously, as you said, to the ones at Kenmore and Fernan and things that
yes.
were only in place. Well, they due to COVID and things.
Yeah, they were brought in specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were brought in specifically to give pedestrians a bit more space if you had to step off. Well, sometimes there aren't any pavements at all in places where they're in place, and that's why. But they will also be getting considered as to whether or not they should be kept or adjusted or, you know, go back to the previous speed limits or whatever as well. But that'll take
they be done with community consultations.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They have different I think it was initially 18 months, but it's been extended to 24 months maximum. And they will be done in a kind of rolling program, I think. Obviously, some were put in further back than others. So the ones that are coming up for their 2-year mark will be, you know, consulted on and discussed, et cetera, et cetera, so that we can get through them. But it'll take a little while probably to do that. I think some of the last ones were maybe only put in, I don't know, 6-9 months ago, maybe something along these lines. So we probably got, you know, quite a bit of time in which we can work our way through these.
Okay, we'll move things on. We know the gist of that.